In local news, the winter surge of respiratory infections, like COVID-19, has passed. However, over the past 3 years, COVID-19 infections have also surged in August. The CDC's COVID dashboard for the week ending on September 7th shows between 2-3% of the deaths in North Carolina were due to COVID, the third lowest level of six groups, and decreased since last week. Emergency department visits for COVID-19 are moderate in North Carolina, 3% of all visits, and a moderate decrease since last week. Wastewater monitoring can be used to provide early warning for COVID outbreaks. The Buncombe and Henderson County's wastewater data on the North Carolina COVID dashboard for the week ending on September 4th shows the number of viral gene copies in each water sample is between 80-100%, the highest level of five groups. The 15-day rate of change of the number of viral gene copies in each water sample is between 10-99%, the second level of three groups with a positive rate of change. Vaccine protection wanes over time, and newer variants evolve to evade the body's defenses. Persons in higher risk groups, like people ages 65 and older, with chronic health conditions and weakened immune systems, are more likely to develop severe COVID illness. Therefore, further surges can be reduced and at-risk groups can be protected with testing and keeping current with vaccination. Americans will be able to obtain free at-home COVID tests again. You can order up to 4 tests at covidtest.gov in a few weeks. There is a new COVID vaccine that has been recently approved for currently circulating strains. It is recommended for everyone 6 months and older. The vaccine will reduce the risk of persons becoming severely ill. The timing is optimal to protect against getting sick during the winter surge of respiratory illness, when it is more likely to spread as more people are indoors. Check with local pharmacies for availability.